Welcome to Divorce Counsel with attorney Pamela Edwards Swift, a weekly program offering sound counsel for those contemplating or facing a divorce. Divorce Counsel is sponsored by the Law Office of Edwards Swift & Associates. Pamela is a certified family law specialist through the State Bar of California Board of Legal Specialization. Edwards Swift & Associates is Inland Empire based and practices family law exclusively. Now, here's this week's program.
Today, the American family faces greater stress than perhaps at any time since the Great Depression. And one of the consequences of the present economy is an increase in family strife and, well, in some cases, divorce. Well, if you or someone you know is contemplating or is facing a divorce, then you're going to want to stay tuned as Divorce Counsel with attorney Pam Swift offers insight and answers. Hi, folks. Welcome to another edition of Divorce Counsel with attorney Pam Swift. I am your co-host, Brian Horning, and with me, as always, in studio is my good friend and the president of the Law Offices of Edwards Swift & Associates, Pam Swift. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Brian.
It's good to have you here. And let's start off, though, by giving our listening audience just a little bit of an understanding of what are we going to talk about today?
Well, Brian, today we're going to talk about the services that are available to people and when it's time to get a divorce or if they have a custody dispute, whatever's going on. You hear a lot about paralegal services. Mm-hmm. We all hear about LegalZoom.
Right.
If someone goes to the courthouse, they see people outside the courthouse. There's probably three or four of them that are passing out cards.
Mm-hmm.
Those cards are for paralegal services.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got that part, the paralegals, and then you also have attorneys that maybe they practice criminal law, personal injury law, bankruptcy. They've got the whole gambit. And
right.
Oh, by the way, they say they practice family law too, but they really don't.
Okay.
I mean, they may take family law cases because that's where the true bread and butter is going to be for them,
mm-hmm.
but they're not truly family law attorneys.
Let me get an understanding. When someone passes the bar, what does that mean? Does that mean they can practice any kind of law?
Any kind of law except for what we would call intellectual property law, which is trademarks, patents.
Okay.
That type of thing. But other than that, yes. You can open
They can pick it out and say, okay, BK is what I'm doing this month, family law next month,
absolutely.
PI the month after.
Absolutely. You can practice any type of law there is out
okay.
there.
Okay, okay. And now, that's not what your firm does, though.
No. We only practice family law.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
That's it. And one thing I'm going to talk about in this segment is that I've taken it to a new level, and that mm-hmm. is that I'm a certified family law specialist. The bar has designations for specialists
mm-hmm.
in certain areas of the law. Not every area, but certain areas of the law. Family law is one that they have felt, that they being the bar, has felt is such an important area of the law that we should have a special designation, we should have special education, we should have an additional bar exam. There should be something that they can take it further and become an actual specialist.
So would it be fair for me to make a comparison to, for example, my doctor is a general practitioner. He also does surgery. Okay. But it would be very foolish for me to go to a foot doctor and ask him to take out my tonsils.
Absolutely correct. Or even a general practitioner can practice plastic surgery.
Yes.
Would you really want to have plastic surgery
as opposed to someone who is a specialist?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Actually, I don't want to have any plastic surgery done.
But you see the results of people that have had.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some amazing things there.
So whether you can tell they've had plastic surgery or not might depend on their plastic surgeon
or
non-plastic surgeon.
What I'm trying to do is to make a comparison that our listening audience can grab a hold of, and that is that when we go to a doctor, we go to a specialist once we've figured out what the problem is. And we want that specialist because that's what he is trained for, that's what he knows, and you will expect to have better service as a result of that. The
that's
same
correct.
Thing is true in your profession.
That's correct. And you know, we talk about doctors. The same's true with the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
Would you go to your general practitioner dentist to have braces put on?
Mm.
You're going to go to an orthodontist.
Right.
Are you going to go to them to have gum surgery? No, you're going to go to an endocrinologist or
an endocrinologist.
I'm sorry. I misspoke there.
Well, I don't know. You could have fooled me.
I An endodontist is what I meant
to say. Oh, okay. Good. Again, could have fooled me.
Oh, gosh. It's early morning.
Yeah,
for
it is.
Isn't it?
Well, sure. I want our listening audience to have a little bit of an understanding of the passion that you have for the business. How is it that you chose to go into family law?
Family law is something that I was drawn to, and I don't know why, except for the fact that I'd gone through my own divorce and had custody issues as well. And I think that when I decided to become an attorney, that was always the area that I wanted to go into, was family law.
Yeah.
I didn't when I first started practicing law, and hated every minute. I'd go to work every day and hated every minute of the day. I did not like what I did for a living. Being an attorney, I thought, why did I go through all this effort to become an attorney? I hate this job.
Mm.
And then had couple things happen in my life. I've mentioned to you before about one of my children was born severely premature, and I had to leave my job for a while to help with him. And then when it was time for me to get back into the workforce, I thought, you know what? I'm going to do what my passion's been, what I
right.
really want to do.
Right.
And so I just started taking every subject, every continuing education course in family law that I could possibly take, and started becoming educated in family law, talked to different family law attorneys, just did everything I possibly could to learn about that area of the law, and decided to open up my own shingle and just concentrate on family law and do nothing else. And that's what I've been doing.
And you don't hate it anymore.
I love what I do.
Yeah. That's kind of important, isn't it?
It's very important.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very important.
Okay. We're going to be jumping from here into a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to be taking a look at a trend that seems to be going on today, and that is people who are in a situation where they're going for a divorce or trying to do it as cheaply as they possibly can, and it's actually very costly if they do it that way, isn't it? Or it can be.
Well, it can be, and it's, you know, you hear, you know, save a penny, spend
right.
a dollar type
right.
thing. I don't know if I've got that exactly right, but bottom line is where people are trying to save money, they actually end up costing themselves more in the long
yeah.
run.
And we're going to be talking about that. The number, if you have a question you'd like to get answered, Pam's office is available to you at 909-606-0101. Again, that's 909-606-0101. We're going to be taking a quick break, and we'll be back in just a second. One of the most devastating events in life is being served with court papers on family issues. You're like a deer in headlights, mentally devastated, have a wide variety of questions, and feel all alone. If you or someone you know has been served with divorce papers, the law offices of Edward Swift & Associates are available with help and with answers. Here's attorney Pam Swift.
Being served with court papers can be devastating, very frightening, and extremely complicated. You'll find that when you call my office that we're very caring, compassionate, and we will do our best to answer all of your questions. We practice family law in the Inland Empire and are very familiar with the family court system. I'm a certified family law specialist, certified by the State Bar of California, Board of Legal Specialization. My office will be your advocate. We will make certain that we protect your rights and those of your children. You do not have to face the court situation on your own.
Call the law office of Edward Swift & Associates today at 909-606-0101. That's 909-606-0101. And be sure to listen to Divorce Counsel every Saturday at 1 p.m. here on 590 KTIE. Welcome back to Divorce Counsel with Attorney Pam Swift. I'm Brian Horney, your co-host here with Attorney Pamela Swift, the president of the law office of Edward Swift & Associates. Pam, we left off with the idea that today a lot of folks are looking for the cheapest possible way they can to get a divorce. And what we left off was saying that they may be penny-wise, pound-foolish in doing that. Explain.
Well, first of all, we've talked about paralegals, and one thing I want to say is I don't want to badmouth paralegals. There are times when they do serve a purpose.
And you have paralegals on your staff.
I have paralegals in my office. The difference between paralegals in my office, though, and paralegals that you think of traditionally is that they're under direct supervision. My paralegals are under direct supervision of an attorney.
Mm.
Paralegals that you see that are passing out their cards, that you see advertised, they're supposed to have attorney supervision, but in reality, they don't. So that's, they're not getting, in other words, they're doing the work without attorney advice, without attorneys reviewing the files, without attorneys reviewing their work.
How does one become a paralegal? What is the qualification for that?
Well, it's as simple as doing something over your computer, you know, taking a course over your computer. You can go to a paralegal school. There are paralegals that actually will go to college and get a bachelor's degree in mm-hmm. that. But for the most part, the ones you're seeing on a day-to-day basis, they just went to, you know, a six-week program or a six-month program. And the concern is this. There are times when a paralegal is going to be okay. Honestly, if you have a situation that you have no children,
mm-hmm.
you have no assets,
mm-hmm.
you've only been married a short period of time, you use a paralegal. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing that can be messed up or shouldn't be messed up. Let's put it that way. It's a real that would be a simple process. But if you have children mm-hmm. and most married couples do, or even people that aren't married and they, you know, they're living together and they have children. If you have children together, if you own a home, if you have any assets at all, as simple things as a car can be something that needs to be divided, and how do you divide it? Support. If support's going to be an issue in any way, you've been married a number of years and child support or spousal support even is an issue. There's a gambit of things that come up in our lives and can be complicated. One point is, too, in right now in these economic times that we have, I mentioned if you have a house, what is it that you do with a house that's maybe not worth any money?
Right.
And that's something that even I would refer to a specialist that I have access to, you know, a CPA or a financial advisor that can help me to advise my clients, or that I can refer my clients to find out what's the best situation. Are you going to be better to buy your spouse out? Are you going to be better to try and go for that loan modification on your own? Maybe you should do a short sale. Maybe it's just time to go into foreclosure. What's the best way to go?
Right.
I'm not going to even know that.
Right.
And what's happening is, what I'm seeing, people will come into my office for a consultation and they've maybe seen a paralegal. The paralegal's trying to give them advice on that. Those are things that I don't even give advice
right.
on, because I need an expert to go to. And mm-hmm. I recognize that. And I think sometimes people have just a little bit of information, and that little bit of information is dangerous.
Well, we're talking about the danger, and I'm sure this is something that you've dealt with on a number of occasions. What happens when someone goes to a paralegal, gets advice, and that advice turns out to be wrong?
It ends up costing them a lot more money than if they would have just come to my office in the first place. And let me tell you, I'll give you a couple of examples. I have one client right now that this is what happened. They she and her husband reached an agreement. There was a judgment that was entered with the court, and part of that agreement was that he pay child support. He wasn't paying the child support,
mm-hmm.
so she went to a paralegal to help her with that enforcement.
Right.
The paralegal told her, "Let me back up. In that situation, all that needs to be done is a wage assignment needs to be prepared, filed with the court, and then served on his employer, and it comes out of his paycheck. Very, very simple process."
Mm-hmm.
The paralegal told her that what she needed to do was to file what's called an order to show cause to bring him back and have that child support reviewed. That created a major cost for her. That created court time. When she showed up in court, the husband showed up with an attorney, and now all of a sudden decided, well, if you're going to go after more child support, I want more time with the kids. And now there's this legal battle that's going on.
And she didn't have representation.
She didn't have representation. What ended up happening is the matter was continued, and then
okay.
she came in and hired my office. Now, what I've been able to do as I have been able to settle the case for her, and we're in the process of finalizing the settlement. But what should have been just a very simple step in terms of enforcing a judgment, a whole new set of litigation was created.
Right.
And a very, if she'd come into my office, it would have been, I can't say how much it would have been for sure, but definitely under $500. It's now costing her over $5,000.
Wow. Wow.
Because of what this paralegal did.
Yeah, we opened up Pandora's box, and once it's open, you can't close it.
I had another client come in. The husband represented the husband in this case. They'd been to a paralegal. The paralegal told him that, well, you don't get your kids any more than every other weekend. That's what the judges do. The judges are just going to give you every other weekend visitation. That's the way it is. And there's no point in asking for any more time. The two of you can agree to something else later on, but when we do the judgment, it just needs to be set up that you have visitation with your children every other weekend. This dad didn't know any different, and you do hear people talk about this visitation of every other weekend.
Mm-hmm.
This dad didn't know any better, unfortunately, and thought, well, okay, well, that's the way it is. The paralegal says that's what the judge is going to do. I guess that's just what I agree to. And came into my office after the fact and said, somehow this just doesn't seem right. I was talking to my buddy, and he's got 50-50 custody of his kids.
Right.
Why is it that, you know, I was told that it would just be every other weekend?
Mm-hmm.
So we had to go in and clean that up in terms of set aside the judgment and take him to court or take the other side to court and resolve it.
We're going to take a quick break here. Again, the phone number if you want to talk to Pam is 909-606-0101. That's 909-606-0101. When we come back, we're going to continue this and then talk a little bit about, well, what I'm going to call general practice attorneys. You stay tuned. You've tried. You really have. You've done everything you can to work it out. But nothing's worked. And you're left with one conclusion. Divorce is your only answer. If you or someone you know are filing for divorce, the law offices of Edward Swift & Associates are available with help and with options. Here's attorney Pam Swift.
Family law today is different from what it has been in the past. Divorce options today include litigation, mediation, and collaboration. If divorce seems inevitable for you and your family, please turn to my office. We practice family law exclusively. I am a certified family law specialist certified by the State Bar of California Board of Legal Specialization. My office will be your advocates and see that the rights of you and your children are protected.
Call the law offices of Edward Swift & Associates today at 909-606-0101. That's 909-606-0101. And be sure to listen to Divorce Counsel every Saturday at 1 p.m. here on 590 KTIE. Welcome back to Divorce Counsel with attorney Pamela Swift. I'm Brian Horning, your co-host here with Pam, the president of the law offices of Edward Swift & Associates. All right, Pam, we were right in the middle when our break came about talking about the fact that going to a paralegal for something as complicated as a divorce, especially if there are custody issues involved, can be a very, very dangerous thing. I remember once hearing about a fella who did really good hairstyling, and one of those supercuts came into town, and they were, you know, $10. And he was really having a rough time figuring out exactly how to do his marketing. And finally, what he did is he put up a sign, and the sign says, "We fix $10 haircuts."
Like that.
Yeah. And it's kind of the same situation, because you're a lot of times trying to clean up a mess that someone with maybe good intentions did in family law that had no business actually trying to do that.
Well, and it's not just money. It's affecting people's lives.
Sure.
And an example of that is there was a client that came into my office, had a consultation with me, had a consultation with another attorney who actually just practices family law but is not a certified specialist like I am. Decided to go with that attorney because that attorney's retainer was not as high as mine was.
Right.
And by the way, I feel like I need to put something in, just kind of a caveat. I may have a higher retainer, but my retainers are refundable. So in other words, if I don't use the entire retainer, the client's going to get money back. Most attorneys don't do that. They'll have a retainer.
And that's that.
That's that. If the retainer's $3,500 and they only use $2,000 of it, too bad.
So when you talk about a retainer, we're talking about something that's an estimate on your based on what you think it's going to cost to do this, and if it should turn out to be less, that money's refunded.
Well, it's not necessarily what I think it's going to cost, because you never know what it's going to cost.
Okay.
And so I can't say that, but at least to give us a good start.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But there are a number of times when I have given an estimate for a certain amount, and fortunately for the client, and really for me too, we've been able to resolve it within the retainer, and then I'm giving them a check at the end of the case.
Great.
So that happens. But this is what happened. So the client comes to me, goes to the other attorney. The other attorney, she thinks is going to mm-hmm. be less expensive. Goes to her. What happened, though, was the attorney didn't follow through with what she said she would do, and actually complicated things a little bit by filing paperwork that was totally unnecessary. Delayed the action. We were talking about actually changing custody. Dad had custody, I had mom. Mom wanted custody, wanted to be able to move the child to another state with her husband. And this attorney delayed things because she took some unnecessary action. The client recognized that things weren't proceeding the way I had told her they would proceed. She remembered our conversation mm-hmm. and thought, you know what, Pam told me something different. I'm going to go back to Pam. She came back in for another consultation and had told me what the attorney had been doing. I said, that's the wrong way to go. She ended up coming back and retaining me. Mm-hmm. After all, we let the other attorney go. She retained me, and I was able to move things around at a much faster pace and got her the custody that she wanted. But it was delayed because of the other attorney's actions by a good 6 months or so.
Mm.
That's 6 months of her daughter's
sure,
life
sure.
that she lost out on.
Right.
So it's not just the money involved, it's people's lives.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that's important. And what happens, just so you know, practicing family law, and like I said at the beginning when we first started the segment, there's a difference between a family law attorney and a certified family law specialist.
Mm-hmm.
The State Bar says, this is an exact quote from the State Bar, family law is complex and constantly changing. A certified specialist stays current with the law. And what that means is we are all required to take additional continuing education courses. But you can take them in any area. You can, if you're practicing family law, you can take something that sounds really interesting and, you know, and mm-hmm. hazardous waste. Not that that's interesting, but I mean, you can take it in any subject is the point. As a certified specialist, when we take our continuing education courses, it has to be family law, and it has to be approved as a family law course for specialists.
Mm.
So we're required to go that extra step. We're supposed to take more. To become a family law attorney, I had to take an additional bar exam. The normal bar exam's 3 days. I had to take one other day of the bar, so technically four days of bar exam. That couldn't happen, though, until I demonstrated that I'd been a family law attorney for a significant amount of time, that I'd had so many family law trials, that I'd had so many cases before the court. I had to get reviews from my peers and from judicial officers, and that continues. Every few years, we have to renew our specialists. We don't have to take the bar exam again, but we have to demonstrate that we've taken the classes, and we have to continue to get peer recommendation.
Another factor, I think, also that we haven't mentioned is in our last program, we talked about the fact that you also do mediation and collaboration. You're not going to get that from a paralegal, are you?
You're not going to get it from a paralegal, and you're not going to get it from a normal family law attorney. I've taken that extra step, and even there's a lot of specialists out there that have not gone that extra step mm-hmm. to become mediators and trained in collaboration.
Well, folks, this program went by way too quick. I want to, again, make sure that we have given out the phone number. That's 909-606-0101. Again, 909-606-0101. Well, folks, this is Brian Horning. Thank you for giving us time from your busy day. Hope this program has helped you. And make sure to tune in next week for another edition of Divorce Counsel with Attorney Pam Swift. Pam, it was great having you in the studio. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Brian. I'll see you then.
Right.
Thank you for listening to Divorce Counsel with attorney Pamela Edwards Swift. For more information about today's program or other questions, please call Pam at 909-606-0101. That's 909-606-0101. And be sure to tune in next week for another edition of Divorce Counsel with attorney Pamela Edwards Swift here on 590 KTIE, the talk of the Inland Empire.